our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Today only at Kohl's, shop Black Friday deals unlocked. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Save on family jammies, 50% off, plus an extra 20% off. Toys, $20 and under. Save on select kitchen electrics and $7.19 throws. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Today only, Friday, November 1st at Kohl's. Select styles, 20% offer valid November 1st through 6th with promo code FALL20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
And now, a star is born. On November 1st, 1972... the world welcomed little baby Jenny McCarthy.
It's a girl. Quick, vaccinate her before she grows up and tells us not to.
Jenny McCarthy, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham says the administration is prepared for House Democrats to vote in favor of impeaching President Trump.
We are still obviously hopeful that everybody will come to their senses and realize that the president did nothing wrong, but we are prepared for an impeachment to happen.
Democrats believe the president abused his powers by withholding military aid to Ukraine unless its government investigated his political rivals. Police near Oakland, California, investigating a Halloween night shooting that left four dead and several others wounded. The shooting happened at a large party in a home rented to a woman on Airbnb. Stocks ending the day higher after a better-than-expected October jobs report. Dow gaining 301 points. The S&P 29 higher for a
Shut
new
up.
Record high. The NASDAQ up 94 points, also
better
a new
than
high.
Expected. Better than
America
expected. Better
is
than expected.
America listening to Fox News.
Why don't you go get a real job, you twit? You are the worst. Fox sucks.
Halloween is over, and it's time to relax and relish this wonderful, brief instant. Maybe enjoy a few pieces of your kids' candy stash and appreciate the photos of their costumes. Because next, it's Thanksgiving, and time for turkey and yams and mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie. Then it's Black Friday, and you're looking for all the best deals and bargains, followed by Cyber Monday and more online shopping, and that's when the real pressure starts. And before you know it, you put on 5 pounds. Then there's the office holiday party with Jeff the intern, who's a close talker and smells like garlic and farts. And then Christmas. Oh, and writing out all the Christmas cards and decorating the tree, putting up all the lights and shopping and wrapping presents and drinking eggnog and dealing with your Aunt Edna's drinking problem and halitosis. Followed by returning gifts and more standing in line, buying something to wear on New Year's, then getting drunk and then starting a fight so there's no romantic kiss at midnight. But in the meantime, relish this wonderful brief instant after Halloween, before the holidays.
That's good. I'm sorry. It infuriates me when I hear crap like I heard in that Fox newscast. That's what it was. Jobs were better than expected. You know why? Because it's people on the left that keep telling you it's going to be bad, and it never is.
And he says that every day.
For 9 years. Well, 8. All we heard was the economy didn't grow as fast as was expected. The number of jobs lost was higher than expected. The GDP was lower than expected. Everything was lower than expected. And for the last 3 years, everything is higher than we expected. When the hell are you going to figure out what's going on? Who's expecting what? What pedigree do they have to expect anything? They're just as bad as the rest of them, with this turn to the left. Oh, impeachment and blah, blah, blah. That, like 36% of the people in an accurate survey in this country think this impeachment thing is legit. But they're going to put us through it. They're going to, and I hope to hell a year and 2 days from now, they pay with dozens and dozens of lost seats. You know, America's doing pretty well. We got out of a war that could have lasted for the next 1,000 years. We got rid of two really bad guys. These better than expected numbers. Are we celebrating that? Are we celebrating the lowest unemployment for blacks and Hispanics in the history of this country? No. No, he's a racist. Well, he sure has done well by people of color compared to what his predecessor did, who was all about his color. I'm just so tired of it all, day after day after day. Whoa! Yeah. Remember the Summer of Jobs or whatever? They always got a cute title for whatever they're going to do. Whoa, stimulus! Whoa, shovel-ready jobs! Whoa, Summer of Recovery! None of it happened. They were never held accountable. We don't even know where that money went. I think I can...
On a big plane.
Yeah, some of it did. Straight to the number one sponsor of terror in the world, Iran. And by the way, getting out of Syria the way we did, the right way, leaving behind a couple of dead bad guys, probably spared us from an engagement with Iran. He gets credit for nothing.
And it totally spared us from losing more troops.
Right.
He cares.
Yeah.
These are not numbers to him. These are human beings. But we've got... I love the fact that he's leaving New York, by the way. New York, the idiot governor. We've got one of the best progressive tax rates in America. That's good. We tax the rich. Then he comes back and says, well, the rich are leaving. The rich pay 1% of all the taxpayers, the super wealthy, pay half of all the taxes. We've known that since Obama was president. It had to come out because they wanted to confiscate the wealth of everybody that had more than $100,000. And it still wouldn't have made a dent in the debt or paid for a damn thing. Whoa! Lower than expected, higher than expected. Who is this expecting thing? What apparatus is this expecting thing that's always wrong? It was wrong for 8 years, and it's been wrong for the last three. Why are they surprised? You cut taxes, cut regulation. Obama and Biden, all those jobs aren't coming back. You know, the companies that left for other countries where they weren't going to go through the confiscatory tax rate. You know, and when you raise, I'm sure the Democrats are going to, on those evil rich companies making billions of dollars. Well, you know what? They're going to pass those tax increases right back to the consumer. They don't pay a penny. We do. And if most of America got its head out of its ass and realized that, the Democrats would be lucky to get 10% of the vote. Mental patients and others. And the dead that come back and vote every election.
Zombies.
My grandmother was a Republican until she died. And now she's a Democrat.
Yes.
I had to get that out. I had to say, I'm not trying to make this a dark and angry Friday afternoon, but today happens to be a day when jobs numbers come out. I did text Brent. I don't know if he's available or not, but it was all good. The market today, hearing all this unexpectedly good news, it finished up 1.11%. The Dow did up 301 points at 27,347. I do believe that's an all-time high. And the Standard & Poor's 500 went up 30 points. That's a significant increase in that index.
And you'll never hear him say anything about that.
No, it has nothing to do with Trump. This is the Obama economy kicking in. It also went up a full percentage point today. That's huge. That's absolutely enormous. It's to the benefit of everybody, not just these companies, but when portfolios grow and retirements get better, there's more money for investment. And people living, you watch, the Christmas numbers this year will be the biggest in history.
Oh, no doubt.
Because people will not be afraid to spend. They've just gotten raises.
And they have more disposable income.
Each of the last 3 years. That was the one number Brandt used to focus on during Obama's presidency, was the personal income rate. Had not grown, but like 0.2% over 8 years. You almost have to be monumentally, professionally incompetent to, in this country, to have a number that low over 8 years. Nobody got raises. Now, when they passed that tax cut, I remember companies were announcing big bonuses for their employees. UPS, Amazon, everybody's getting $1,000 bonus. And what the left did, they went nuts. You shouldn't do that. Because it made Trump look good. You know, you didn't have to buy anybody's vote. They got bonuses. How'd this happen?
Well, they say they have $1,500 a household for Christmas.
Yeah.
This year.
I mean,
that's a lot.
$1,496, I think, is the exact number. That's... That number was in the upper 700s not that long ago. So it's almost doubled. What could be the reason? Why are we suddenly financially so much better off? There you go. Joe.
Hey, I just wanted to add something to what you had said about the Donald Trump caring about the soldiers and people.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Hannity, and he had one of the generals on talk about that every soldier that died in the service of our country, Trump wrote a letter to his family. Personally.
Yes. He says it's the hardest.
Let y'all know that.
Yeah, no, I mentioned that last week. It is the hardest thing, he says, that he has to do in his job.
Mm-hmm.
Is notify a family they've lost somebody.
It's got to be, man. That's terrible.
Well,
yeah.
Hopefully there will be none or very, very few as our place in the world changes. Because what are the Democrats going to run on? We're going to, you know, send more troops into harm's way. The rules of engagement have changed. That's one reason why not so many are dying. They were able to get Baghdadi up the ass with a rocket because they didn't have to send him. Can we do we need your permission to shoot a missile up your ass, Baghdadi? How about that? So we did it.
I just didn't tell anybody.
He's the enemy.
Fine.
Well, I gotta show. I gotta tell you a story. Thanks for the call, Joe.
Okay.
Appreciate it. I gotta go to. Let me do this. We've had a lot of traffic stuff happening, so I'm going to jump ahead here to the next update. But I got a note today that explains something really significant about why Trump left Pelosi in the dark on that. Personally, before I knew this, I thought it was a good idea because they do nothing but leak. That lady needs to walk around in a full-size Depends. 413.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, I-85 northbound at Taylor Road. If you're coming from the Eastern Boulevard, we have two accidents back-to-back at the Taylor Road ramp. We have multiple paramedics and police on the scene. If you are in the extreme right-hand lane, you're going to have to get over to the left a little bit to get by. Use caution there, and it is going to be backed up. That is our only really super congested place this afternoon. We got a lot of cars on the boulevard, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, but that's the only accident on the books at the moment. Drive carefully this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
14 minutes after 4 o'clock, I'm sure if you hadn't used your heat prior to yesterday, you did last night as temperatures got into the mid-30s.
Yes.
Some of you, though, put the furnace on and maybe had an unpleasant aroma fill the house because you haven't had it cleaned or tuned up. And this is one reason among many. I suggest you get a Clark's Club membership. We give it away every Friday on the morning show. It's $159 value. So you should call us in the morning at least once in the week just to have a chance to win that. Because it really puts money back in your pocket when you use it. Have them out to do the tune-up. And they check all these things out. I had to call them out on an emergency basis because my electric bills were just outrageous. $540. $200 higher than the previous year's billing cycle. And I was like, man, I just can't keep doing this. So they came out and they found out that the outside unit, because of the dry weather, had gotten 90% clogged with grass clippings, sucked them in. So the lesson, make sure when the lawn's being cut, you turn your unit off so it's not drawing in little grass clippings. And they came in and cleaned the interior unit. Next electric bill went from $540 to $350 in 1 month. And it didn't get cool. It wasn't because the weather got cool. It's because my system, the big electricity drainer, the AC unit, was running much more efficiently. That's why it's important. Plus, urgent care. I called them. They were out within an hour to check things out. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, talented and really terrific people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Was that a...
Another traffic accident on the Atlanta Highway in front of Sneakers before you get to the Eastdale Mall.
At night, it's called Nakes because only the N-A-K-E in their name is working. I noticed that coming up Bell Road the other evening. Nakes. It's sneakers during the day. It's snakes after dark. 416.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, you want to get the absolute best deal on a Chevrolet? Well, you need to go to Riverside, because when it's Riverside, it's Chevy. Not only does Riverside Chevrolet give you the absolute best selection and best price, they are one of our fine sponsors in the annual holiday food drive. They have a big Blue Water Broadcasting banner up there and a big Blue Water Broadcasting barrel for you to put all your food in. Stop by non-perishable food items. They're here for the community. Riverside Chevrolet. Stop by today.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying a warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered promptly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable basis that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
On August 22nd, 2012, WACV-FM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April 1st, 2020. Our license will expire on April 1st, 2020. We must file an application for license renewal with the FCC on December 2nd, 2019. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection at www.fcc.gov. It contains information concerning the station's performance over the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the FCC by March 1, 2020. Further information concerning the FCC's broadcast license renewal process is available at 4101 Wall Street, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554, www.fcc.gov.
Ellis Heskew with Alabama News Network. The state's failing schools list is out. 11 Montgomery public schools are on the list, including Bellingrath Middle, Capitol Heights Middle, Davis Elementary, Dunbar-Raymer, Goodwin Middle, Highland Gardens Elementary, Jefferson Davis High School, Lanier High School, Lee High School, Edie Nixon Elementary, and South Lawn Middle. Parents of students at these failing schools will receive information in the next few weeks on what options are available to them for the next school year. The Alabama Department of Public Health is encouraging everyone to get a flu shot, especially for people aged 6 months and older. The flu has already hit the state of Alabama, and health officials want to help curb the spread of it. The reward for information leading to an arrest in the case of missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard is now up to $85,000. Police say evidence found in Anaya's car shows that she was harmed and is considered a victim of foul play. If you have any information on this case, call Auburn Police. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It's cool enough to feel like Christmas, so we're going to do a little pre-Christmas bit coming up here. I'll request Friday, 272-9228. It's Greg, Rosie, and Seth. And I heard a rumor that Eddie may stop by.
Eddie Bader.
Woo-hoo.
So be prepared. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another cold night ahead. This is the coldest air of the season so far, way below normal for early November. With a frost advisory in effect tonight, look for patchy frost in the early morning hours. Clear, cold, overnight low temperature around 36. Tomorrow and Sunday, beautiful weather, sunshine, blue skies, low 60s daytime, upper 30s at night. Not quite as cool Monday. I think we'll see an increase in clouds and a high around 67. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, everyone. It's Ginger from HR. Wanted to let everyone know that our company Christmas party will be this Friday night, starting at 7, at O'Malley's Steakhouse. We'll have lots of Christmas music, and we'll light the Christmas tree at 8. Thanks, and Merry Christmas. Hi, everyone. Ginger again. Yesterday's voicemail was not intended to exclude our non-Christian employees. From now on, we'll call it our holiday party. There will, however, be no Christmas tree and no Christmas carols will be sung. Everybody happy now? It's Ginger. What a diverse bunch we have here. In response to the emails, I've fixed it so those of you who are with Weight Watchers can sit the farthest from the dessert buffet, and pregnant women will get the table closest to the restrooms. We'll have booster seats for short people, low-fat food for those on a diet. O'Malley says they cannot control the amount of salt used in the food. They suggest people with high blood pressure taste it first, and there will be fresh fruit for diabetics. Did I miss anything? It's Ginger. I've had it with you vegetarians. The party will be at O'Malley's Steakhouse. You can just sit there at the table farthest from the grill of death and eat your damn salads. Have a good time, because I'm not going to be there. I wouldn't party with you people if my ass was on fire and you were like Michigan.
Hello, it's Chris, acting HR director. I'm sure we all wish Ginger a speedy recovery. The holiday party has been canceled for Friday night. We've all been given the afternoon off with pay. So enjoy your holiday.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You're listening to the show described by critics as
stupid, juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
That's okay. Here's my response.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I kill you.
You gotta have something.
Awesome.
If you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm dying over here.
You gotta have something.
You're nasty.
If you wanna be with me.
Boy, you have a lot of cookies.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Good grief.
I hate men.
Loan me $50.
It's too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your hottest.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Let's get nuts!
It's too low to see.
I have made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
Well, I'll tell you something. He's becoming a big
man. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Can I say KK?
And I'm not snuffing.
What?
Believe you me.
No.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
Oh my God, you're naked!
I repeat, sir, where's the grease?
Biatch!
You are a bum.
Nothing from nothing, either.
What a bunch of crap!
You gotta have something.
nothing.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to be with me.
What an English.
Nothing from nothing.
Adios, muchacho.
You got to have some.
Excellent.
If you want to be with me.
This is kind of fun.
Huh?
That's
very
impressive, yes.
C'est quoi? C'est quoi, là?
Overall, I'm
that
pretty
was good.
Happy.
It was
with
great,
that.
Man. Bill and freaking Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know classic cinema when we see it
of
on
course.
This show. Fridays, we, by the way, we take requests 272-9228. You got something you want to say today? You're welcome to do that too at 272-9228. Greg, Rosie, and Seth Spotlow today. I didn't mean to make that sound like I was unhappy about it. I was trying to say it with authority.
Sounds like a celebrity name.
Seth Spotlow.
As long as we can say it without going Seth Spotlow, Tim, we're okay.
Let's go screenless for the moment and welcome this caller. Hi.
Hey, this is Chris. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, man. I liked it. 9.9. I like a lot of angst and aggressiveness in the roll call.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Angst and aggressive. Yeah, I tried. It's easy. It comes naturally to me. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yes, Chris.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
Angst, aggression, and a nice shade of red.
Yeah. What's your favorite shade of red?
Rectum.
That's not a shade of red. You can't. That was
stupid, juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
This post from earlier this morning just really touched my heart.
Yes.
A man who saved an owl after an accident, and the owl is like hugging him because it knows. I saw that. I got tears in my eyes, and I had to tag Goose in it because we are the owl family.
It's so sweet.
131 likes. What I'd like to know is why we only have 80, just 80 people making predictions in the Duncan and Son Predictathon. I'm going to reshare it because sometimes it gets buried on the wall. But War Eagle Nation, come on. It's Ole Miss and Auburn. Make a prediction. You could win the works from Don Duncan and $100 in services towards tires, brakes, whatever work you need done in your car. Just take a shot at it. Put the number down that comes to mind first. That's how most people win it. It's not impossible. 429, here's Clint.
It's Cliff, but Greg, you'd be proud of me. I was reading an article up on Facebook, and they're interviewing Cuomo, and Cuomo said the reason they've had more tornadoes in New York is due to climate change.
Yeah, he's full of crap.
No, what I did was I put in reality what Cuomo said was, and then I quoted exactly our favorite tornado expert.
This guy.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the counter, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
That's what I thought.
That's great.
You have a good day, Greg.
Thanks. You
Thank
too,
you.
Man. Appreciate it, Chris.
I use that in everyday conversation.
You know, Cuomo, when you look at the people that New York puts into office, what do they do in that state all day? Are they just got nothing better to do but pay higher taxes and live with a zillion regulations? 9% state income tax, 4% city of New York income tax, 4% plus whatever you pay in federal, and most people that work in Manhattan are making a pretty good living because you can't live there. You can't even work there unless you're making a good living. And yet they elect the likes of this, what's Trump calling Fredo? Cuomo? Or is that his brother on the Communist News Network? I don't get it. Same thing with California. I put something on Facebook about that today. Let me find it. Because it speaks to, in fact, take a look at it. They passed something called Proposition 47. And this proposition basically decriminalized any theft under $1,000.
What?
Well, guess what? The thieves, knowing that they're not going to pay any penalty,
they're going to go crazy.
They shoplift their butts off, go out, sell the stuff they stole, and go back and get more.
Right.
And they're robbing the stores blind. And This is off FoxNews.com. It's led to a rise in shoplifting, thefts, and criminal activity across the state. But they elect Nancy, I'm going to spit the bit here, horse-faced Pelosi. They elect Gavin Newsom. All people who prioritize the people that have caused most of the problems there. Illegals. People who don't belong in California. And the billions of dollars they have to spend to take care of them and to clean up after the mess they make. Take a look at that picture. That's San Francisco. Look at it. They got these encampments all over the place. People pinching a loaf in the street. Who wants to live around that? Nobody. But they don't seem to get it. They leave, then they go to Idaho, they go to New Mexico, they go to Arizona, and as far as Texas, and then they bring the same bullcrap ideas to those states that drove them out of California to begin with.
Isn't that what they call Tent City, right?
Yeah, in L.A., I mean, and we're not talking about a couple of bad blocks. We're talking about miles of these homeless encampments.
Didn't you put the post up about the sign where Texas had the invitation, come to Texas, we have electricity?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a friend who lives in Upper California, and she said, we're going to keep them in. She said, we're going to build a wall all the way on the border, on the, you know, not the coastal border, but the other side.
Decent, yeah.
Except for the south. She said, that we're going to leave open. You know, so people can get out that way. But she is sick of it.
Well, how much of this? I went there a lot in the 70s. I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys, but I used to work for Styx.
I heard something about that.
I used to go to L.A. a lot. And I loved it out there, especially coming from Chicago in the middle of the winter. I got to go to A&M. Okay, I'm on my way. 1614 La Brea. I'm there. Enjoying that beautiful weather, the incredible scenery. It's amazing to see a big city with mountains, and you got everything there. And I loved it. I even thought about moving there. But that was the 70s. It was
a lot different then.
Who flipped the switch and turned it into a nut house? Probably Jerry Brown helped.
Yeah.
Liberalism. That's
all the liberals came in after.
But they're
that.
Not liberal. They want to control everything. A liberal person would want you to have the maximum amount of freedom of thought, of expression. No, no. There's nothing liberal about, we're not going to have any political ads rather than have to vet them or whatever. It's because we don't think people are smart enough to think for themselves. This is what we're voting on in a year. And I just hope and pray that we not only send Trump back, but we send about 60 Democratic Congress people back to where they came from, because they've done nothing. And at some point, their constituent, they're going to ask, what did you do for us? Well, we tried to impeach Trump. How'd that work out? What's going to end up with that, once the Republicans can start calling witnesses, they're going to bring everybody from Obama on down. And that's when it's going to hit the fan. And their only response at that point will be civil disobedience. And that's what worries me. Because when you lose the argument, that's when you start throwing things and shooting things and acting out like infants. The perpetual question, do infants enjoy infancy as much as adults enjoy adultery? It's an old joke.
You got me. I was like, huh? What? Oh.
Michael Godwin, I posted a column by him. Goodwin, excuse me. I always reverse that. Another day, another giant step on the road to ruin. Either Nancy Pelosi has lost her mind or she really wants to dig America's grave. It's the latter. I think they're so committed to this horrible path they're on, they would rather bury the country than see it thrive under Donald Trump, because he's not one of them. And believe me, they may say certain things in public because they have to, but there's plenty of those establishment Republicans like Mitt Romney. And don't forget the word that Mitt rhymes with.
At least we don't have to worry about seeing Beto anymore.
But they're
did he drop out?
Yeah, he's out.
Oh, woo-hoo! My God. Well, we should get
yay, no more another losers. One down.
Take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
All right, Beatoff O'Rourke is no longer a presidential candidate. Not that he ever really was.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
The people that pay the elevated price to protect our freedoms often become clients of Gulf States Mobility, returning from war zones and combat areas where they've sustained injuries that have left them in a condition where they need some type of assistance, whether it's short, long-term, or permanent. Gulf States Mobility is the company that steps up and restores choices to those lives. People who, and you don't like to think about this, but it can happen. You're driving, drunk driver blows a light, and the next thing you know, you're in the hospital in traction. That is a very unpleasant experience. And the doctor's saying it's going to be months before you're going to be able to get back to normal. Well, how do we hasten that process? How do I get back to leading the most normal life possible? That's what Gulf States Mobility does. They literally invent what you need in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka, a totally customized approach to choice restoration. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson have a wall full of awards for the things they've created to help people who have caught that very difficult break to lead the most normal possible life. You can reach them at 514-6590, but my recommendation is visit Gulf States Mobility on Facebook and like them, because they deserve a round of applause from those of us who don't need them for the work they do. 437, when I was behind the building minutes ago, I saw a Haynes ambulance speeding.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
I was going to say it was speeding in the direction of the Taylor Road exit. I think there's a lot going on there.
Two accidents now.
I'll go down and see if it's backed up behind us, because that's important.
What a bunch of crap.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a bunch of accidents. Here we go. Northern Boulevard at Coliseum. A truck has lost its load in the roadway there. We are not sure if you can make it around what's going on or not. You'll have to use caution. We'll have more info on that as it comes in. A vehicle fire, Northern Boulevard and Lower Wetumpka Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. 3400 block of McGee Road. We have an accident there. Also, Audubon Road and Adrian Lane, an accident with injury. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. And on I-85 northbound at Taylor Road, they've got those accidents out of the roadway. It is open. You may be backed up there for a few minutes, but traffic is now moving. Drive carefully this afternoon. We're going to keep you updated. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd, and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then, on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which is stocked full of new truckloads of beautiful rustic furniture all throughout Alabama. The rustic look is in high demand, and Depot Furniture Gallery has beautiful choices to choose from. In fact, if it's the absolute best selection of rustic furniture in the entire river region you're looking for, you have a new option at Rustic Relic at 706 2nd Avenue in Clanton. When you visit the Depot Furniture Gallery, you're going to fall in love with the rustic style of furniture, especially the pieces with the sliding barn doors. They also have those rustic entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, accent consoles, coffee and end tables, and more at the Depot Furniture Gallery. The Depot is located inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, Arab, and now inside of Rustic Relics in Clanton. For more information, visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. I want to thank you for your recent help with Catch Me in Pink. Dixie donated thousands of dollars to the Georgia Life Foundation. Visit calldixie.com for more.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to 33 Main Street. Hurricane damage on roadways. Major flooding.
When minutes matter,
and the ER is too far away. Air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's.
Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business. Time for news.
Melissa Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama Department of Public Health is encouraging everyone to get a flu shot, especially for people aged 6 months and older. The flu has already hit the state of Alabama, and health officials want to help curb the spread of it. The reward for information leading to an arrest in the case of missing 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard is now up to $85,000. Police say evidence found in Anaya's car shows that she was harmed and is considered a victim of foul play. If you have any information on this case, call Auburn Police. The state's failing schools list is out. 11 Montgomery Public Schools are on the list, including Bellingrath Middle, Capitol Heights Middle, Davis Elementary, Dunbar-Raymer, Goodwin Middle, Highland Gardens Elementary, Jefferson Davis High School, Lanier High School, Lee High School, Edie Nixon Elementary, and South Lawn Middle. Parents of students at these failing schools will receive information in the next few weeks on what options are available to them for the next school year. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another cold night ahead. This is the coldest air of the season so far, way below normal for early November, with a frost advisory in effect tonight. Look for patchy frost in the early morning hours. Clear, cold, overnight low temperature around 36. Tomorrow and Sunday, beautiful weather, sunshine, blue skies, low 60s daytime, upper 30s at night. Not quite as cool Monday. I think we'll see an increase in clouds and a high around 67. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Twitter is banning all political ads? Now I'll never know what's happening in the election.
Actually, you can, with something called the newspaper.
The newspaper? Can I get that on my phone?
You sure can. Every reputable newspaper has their own website.
But how will I troll journalists with negative tweets?
Most news websites have a comment section. You can even try writing to the editor.
Sounds complicated. You mean I have to complain in more than 280 characters?
It's actually better because you can create more dialogue.
Shut up!
Plus, with a reputable newspaper, you follow laws and ethics where they legally must present facts.
I think that's fake news.
Either way, it's written by people who actually study journalism or political science.
All right, you convinced me. I'm getting a newspaper today.
Here, you can read mine.
Okay.
Just don't take it into the bathroom. I'm not finished.
I urge you to read the Michael Goodwin article on my Facebook page about this whole farce going down in D.C. Thank God the Republicans, you can never trust them to, you know, put up a united front. And we know that many of them don't like Donald Trump, but they're not going to go along with this impeachment garbage. Just, you know, you got to have high crime or misdemeanor. There's no evidence of one. There's plenty of evidence that high crimes and misdemeanors were committed by people prior and during the 2016 election. And those folks are going to be made known soon. But Pelosi, this whole, and she's, this tells you, she knows that this is a disaster. She knows it. But she doesn't run the House. She's not the majority leader. AOC, Tlaib, and that goofball that married her brother and father and 15 other men, Ilhan Omar, disgusting people, all of them. American-hating, disgusting people. It's, he called Halloween yesterday, Dems Crazy Day, and that woman Hill, that congresswoman who had to resign because of the thruple she was involved with, wears a frickin' Batman, Batwoman mask to Congress. But, oh, Trump, that's all we hear. Duke.
Hey, I can concur with everything you just said. I was listening to, they were giving the list of schools that are total disaster in Montgomery, and I went to Lanier, but, and then they said they're going to send letters out to the parents in a few weeks. What the hell is the letter going to say? Get the hell out of Montgomery?
You got me, man. Our new mayor says every mayor that we've elected for the last 20 years has said, I'm going to fix the schools, and they only get worse, which is either a damning statement on the leadership in the school board or their unwillingness to confront problems head on. We all know why things are bad. We learned about this 10 years ago when students from Lee High School called us and begged us to go on the air with what was really happening in that school. The principal called and said they were lying, but they stood their ground. The principal was removed at the end of that school year. But basically what they described was inmates running the asylum for parents that can't send their kids to a private school or can't stay home homeschool their kids. They're kind of stuck. And Montgomery is not going to move forward until they start putting the law down, putting their foot down on the behavior issue. No kid can learn in that environment.
I heard that, and it made me chuckle. I was like, what's the letter going to say?
What are we paying our school superintendent? Like 200 plus grand a year for what?
Ooh, to do nothing.
The results suck. Usually when results suck, you lose your job. I think.
That's usually what happened with me.
They all need to be swept out.
All right. Well, it was nice to meet you, man.
Thank you, dude. Take care, man. Good to see you. He was at Baumhauer's the other night, which was nice. This should be a happy day, a day of celebration, because if you look at the real news of the day, with the economy and everything else, it was all good. But that doesn't work for the Democrats. They've got their own thing going on. Cannabinoid. It's in your body. Cannabinoid. Oil. I got that right.
Yeah.
Cannabis oil, better known as CBD, a compound found in industrial hemp plants that offers numerous benefits in a wide array of ways. At your CBD store, they carry the SunMed product line, which means you can use CBD products in a variety of ways, everything from droplets from an oil tincture to gummies, capsules, topical creams. They work. They infiltrate the skin, work on the nerves. And products for your pets that are incredibly effective. In fact, we've had as much feedback on those as we've had on the products they make for people. If you're interested, I think you at least owe it to yourself to visit your CBD store and talk to Marissa and Laurie about the various solutions CBD products can bring into your life. They are incredibly familiar. There is no question you can ask them that they can't answer. And they are there Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6 at 8852 Mini Brown Road. Easy to find. Just go south at Bojangles. Make your first left, your first right. And there they are. Your CBD store. Give them a try because their products work.
That's not the crap from the gas station. You know what I'm saying? Way different. And that SunMed is the only company that they go through to get their stuff from.
Yeah, this is top notch. I see ads that are kind of frightening.
Yeah.
online, and yeah, gas station. Those
nobody tests that stuff.
Who goes to gas stations for fixes for lust? If you're buying goat weed,
lion's mane,
you're living in another world. Jan.
Yes.
Hi.
How'd you do?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just peachy. I just wanted to share with you, give you a little different from what you're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
I called Kim Williams this afternoon, and within about an hour, she calls me back, and I got pre-qualified to buy this dream house that I found over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm extremely happy. And she was just so tickled that I was one of your people.
I'm glad to hear that. Congratulations.
Yep. So now I'm going to move forward and put my, as she put it, put my stick in my yard.
Your stick?
Stick!
In your yard.
Okay. I thought you'd appreciate that.
I did. Congratulations. Anything we can play to help you celebrate today?
Yeah, that, what's that lady's name? That OBGYN lady?
Sure.
Yep.
Next hour, we'll have it out for you. Thanks for the call, and congratulations on your good fortune. East of the Rockies.
Yeah, I got a little traffic report for you about the Northern Bypass.
All right, hold on.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
What you got?
I deserve that. Hey, was heading down the Northern Bypass, thought I would roll by that wreck, but everybody else thought that too, so I turned around and came down 85. I mean, it was backed up all the way to the where's Furry Road.
All right, man, we appreciate that. We have an update coming from the skipper here in just a second.
Skipper rocks. Rosie, I love you.
Love
Bye.
You too.
All righty, we got Fox Business, then we'll hit the traffic dungeon and get the latest on all this chaos on the roads today.
Report.
Stocks rallying with the NASDAQ and S&P 500 closing at record highs after a strong October jobs report reassured investors about the pace of economic growth. 128,000 jobs were added for the month, topping expectations with the jobless rate ticking up to 3.6%. The Dow rising 301 points, the NASDAQ up 94, S&P 500 up 29. And shares of Fitbit soaring 15% after agreeing to be bought by Alphabet's Google for over $2 billion. Fitbit makes so-called wearables or watches and bracelets that primarily track health information. And a big day for Apple. The tech giant is launching its streaming service, Apple TV Plus, on the Apple TV app in over 100 countries and regions for $4.99 a month. Subscribers can watch Apple TV Plus featuring new exclusive original shows, movies, and documentaries. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, you can trust Formal Outings.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic keeping you updated. We had a vehicle fire earlier, Northern Boulevard and Lower Wetumpka Road. Hopefully that is taken care of now, but use caution in that area. 3400 block of McGee Road, that's going to be near Governor's Drive, heavily used artery this time of the afternoon. We have an accident there that could be causing a backup. Also on the Northern Boulevard at Coliseum Boulevard, a truck has lost its load in the road. So you're going to have to be careful there. Maybe take an alternate route. Just use caution when you approach Northern Boulevard at Coliseum. We are extremely busy on the Boulevard. Taylor Road still I-65 and 85. Drive carefully this afternoon. We will keep you updated. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And now, a gentle reminder.
Sunday, 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 Sunday!
Sunday is the return to standard time!
Big, big excitement!
Moving the hands of your clock back 1 hour!
Unless it's a digital clock and then you just have to press some buttons!
Either way, the big day is Sunday!
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 Standard time return!
Sunday!
2 a.m.!
But you don't have to stay up until 2 a.m. to set those clocks back!
No!
No! No!
Do it before you go to sleep on Saturday!
Saturday!
Right! That's what most people do anyway!
But either way, you're gaining an hour!
Hour.
It's a big hour back!
The most exciting day of the year!
And it's all happening on Sunday!
Sunday!
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday!
Every time the time changes, people say, when are we going to stop this insanity with these time changes twice a year? Especially in the spring, where you lose the hour.
Right.
And we who work in morning radio, that's always the following few days to a week are really tough.
Rough.
Because my schedule Monday through Friday is like clockwork. And when it's just, look, I don't start any GoFundMe pages. Poor Greg can't adjust to the time change.
Spend all your time waiting.
I'll make my puppy in a cage face. People will send money. But we're doing our due diligence, and that is to beat you over the head with the time change coming up this weekend so you don't forget. So don't forget.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.neb/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account, and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales...